Now, as we come to the scripture reading this morning, it's in John chapter 12. And you can follow up there, or you can take your blue Bibles like I have. It's page 106 in the back. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There, they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. We end the reading there today, and Mary of Bethany is going to come and share with us today.
Well, it's great to be here with you again today. I was actually here, I think it was almost about 5 years ago, telling you about a time with my sister Martha and I. We kind of had a bit of a tussle, I guess you would say. Jesus had come for dinner and we were busy in the kitchen, but then Jesus began teaching. And I wanted to hear everything that he had to say. And so sat down at his feet, just soaking it all in. In the first century, women were not taught by a rabbi. But Jesus welcomed us as his full participants, full followers. So I wanted to be there and hear everything that he had to say. So yes, Martha was a bit perturbed that I wasn't helping, but I get it. I understand. And then we have a brother, Lazarus, and I understand last week you heard a story about him, how Lazarus was raised from the grave. Oh, that is a day I will never forget. Lazarus had become so sick. And we sent word to Jesus, hoping that he would come, but Lazarus died. And by the time Jesus got there, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. But when Jesus arrived, he had such compassion. As I cried, he cried. And then we went over to the tomb, and he called Lazarus to come forth. The stone was rolled away, and Lazarus came walking out of that tomb alive. It was incredible. But that's not the story that I have come to tell you today. I was actually doing some spring cleaning, which is always a good thing to do, and was up in my attic, and I came across this. It reminded me of another event. This was my most treasured possession. Have you ever saved your money for something that you really, really wanted? I don't know what it would be like in your day and age. Maybe, what, sporting equipment, some kind of amazing jewelry, a car, a vacation. For me, it was this bottle of oil perfume. Not just kind of any perfume that you can just go down the market and easily purchase. It was nard. Nard is a rare and essential oil that's extracted from a plant. It has this beautiful red color and this amazing sweet fragrance. It is rare. It had to be imported. There's only a couple of them down in the marketplace. It was imported actually from northern India. So as I saw this and wanted to purchase this, but as I said, it's very expensive. It probably cost, take about a year's worth of what somebody would earn in their wages. I fortunately had a little bit of an inheritance that I had received. And then every day, I just kept saving money so I could purchase this. Just kind of squirreling it away, denying myself some things, and then finally the day came when I did have enough money. Went down to the marketplace and the shop owner took that bottle down, exchanged it for my money. It was now mine. I took it home and I put it on a special shelf in my room, kind of a place of honor. Martha and Lazarus knew not to touch this, that this was my most prized possession. Well, it was another one of those times when Jesus came to town. He was on his way to Jerusalem, headed for the Passover. And as he came, we again, like we had done so many times, wanted to have a meal. We wanted this one to be really special, a way of thanking him. It was really, how do you thank someone who's given life to your brother? Martha, as usual, was one of the ones doing the serving. But we had this lovely meal. Everybody was invited. There were those invited that had been with us mourning when Lazarus had died and had seen Lazarus rise from the dead. So having him sit there, well, what a testimony to Jesus' power and authority. We had shared many meals with Jesus, and those were always very joyous, rich times. But there was something different about this night. There was a somberness to the celebration. Maybe part of that was because there were these plots to kill Jesus. They had threatened his life. They actually had threatened Lazarus' life as well. So I guess there was this fear, an uncertainty that kind of hung in the air. And I could tell that Jesus' heart was heavy too. And I wanted to do something. And this came to mind. So I snuck out of the dinner celebration and I went back to my room. And I took this from the shelf and brought it down to the dinner. A formal dinner in those days, people would have it reclining, not sitting like you folks do. So I came and I knelt at Jesus' feet, that place where I loved to be, listening to him, learning from him, learning about his will, his word, his ways. But this time I was at his feet to anoint them. I took this oil perfume, this nard, and I broke open the top and I poured it on Jesus' feet. I poured out every single drop, not withholding anything. The fragrance of this filled the whole room. And as I was doing this, it was like I was offering all of my life to him, pouring out my life. It was an amazing thing to do. A sacrifice. But really, as I came to understand later, nothing compared to the sacrifice that he would give. As that oil ran over his feet, I took my hair down, and it was longer in those days, and wiped his feet with my hair. Well, all of this, you can imagine, caused quite a stir. Not only do you not let your hair down, but then breaking this expensive ointment, putting it over his feet. So there's a lot of criticism, especially from Judas. Oh my, was he angry. He said how this could have been sold and the money given to the poor. The reality, the money probably wouldn't have gone to the poor. It would have been used to line his own pockets. But this was not Judas's to sell. This was mine. This was a part of me. This is a gift that I was giving to Jesus. Those words hurt, the criticism from everyone. But Jesus came to my defense. He said what I had done was good and that it was in preparation for his burial. That night, as I lay in bed, laying on my cot, I could smell that perfume in my hair. And I reflected back to the events of that evening. And I thought of how I had given something that I had so highly treasured. And you would think that I would feel loss and emptiness, but I didn't. Rather, I felt full, that I had given something to Jesus. And my heart was full. There was a contentment. There wasn't any kind of emptiness. But then I also felt a little bit of a foreboding as I reflected on back on what Jesus had said about this being done in preparation for his burial. Little did I realize that in just a week's time, he would be laying in a cold, hard tomb, having poured out his life for me, for you. Well, the next day, Jesus went to Jerusalem. And he ended up going into the city riding on a colt. And all the people spread cloaks in front of him and waving palm branches and shouting, "Hosanna!" Oh, it was quite the scene. And I'm so glad that John took the time to write these things down, that he wrote down so many of the different events and things that happened when Jesus was with us, and some of the things that he said. Because later on that day, John records Jesus saying something else, talking about his death. He said, "Now the time has come for the Son of Man to enter his glory. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. Anyone who wants to serve me must follow me, because my servants must be where I am. And the Father will honor anyone who serves me." He did have to die for us, like that kernel of wheat. He had to die so that we might have life. And he calls us to surrender everything back to him. A current author has gone on and paraphrased verse 25 saying, "Anyone who holds on to life just as it is destroys that life. But if you let it go, reckless in your love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal." Reckless in your love. Maybe that's a bit of what my actions were that night, of pouring out that perfume oil on his feet. Reckless love. Abandoning everything. Pouring out my life to him who in turn would pour out his life to me. He calls us to have a wholehearted commitment to him as Lord. And so this day I ask you, is there anything that you are holding on to? Anything that is you think is like the most valued treasure? Maybe it's something. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's dreams for the future or ambition. Jesus calls us to lay those things at his feet. And when we do so, there won't be an emptiness or a loss. For nothing given to Jesus is ever wasted. Is there something that you need to surrender to him? Where then you will find life? What needs to be broken and spilled out to Jesus this day? May I pray for you. Lord, you have done so much for us, restoring us, giving us a future. You pursue us. You love us. And Lord, may we offer ourselves generously to you. Not in some kind of effort of looking for some kind of return, but in a response of love. May we give all that we hold on to so dearly, so tightly. May, Lord, we surrender those things to you, that our lives then would be a sweet-smelling fragrance to you. In your name, Jesus, amen.